Well, sir, the evening meal has been over only a little while as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. Victor Gook and his wife's uncle, Mr. Fletcher Rush. The gentlemen are seated on the davenport, and the elder is apparently in the middle of an anecdote.
The only man in Muskegon, Michigan that got married on that particular day. Muskegon, Michigan, as you ever likely know, Vic, honey, is a city of several million population.
No. It's a big town, all right, but it's not any several million.
I am telling a story, I believe.
Go ahead.
Being a city of several million population, it is very unusual, naturally, that only one man would get married on any one given day.
I'll see.
Eldon L. Spoffers was the fellow's name, and I know him very well.
Oh, see.
Eldon L. Spoffers and myself sorted anchor bolts one whole summer for the Pierre Marquette Railroad. We worked out of Waterville, Michigan, and got paid 37.5 cents an hour, eat on our own time, free garter grease on Wednesdays, extra tools for special hoisting, and deadhead transportation in case of accidents or sudden sickness in the family.
I'm afraid I don't savvy much of that railroad lingo, Uncle Fletcher.
That's right. Hey, you were the chap started out to tell a story.
Yes, I was.
Well, I jumped in and took it away from you.
Perfectly okay. Matter of fact, yours was a lot better than the one I had in mind telling.
Go ahead.
Oh, I don't imagine you...
Go ahead, tell your story. I have no call to hop in and steal the show. Go ahead.
Well, this was an unusual situation.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I never heard of another quite like it. I was in Dubuque, Iowa, on business for the company. And I was sitting in my hotel room one evening, chatting with my friend Gus Fust. Probably you've heard me speak of Gus Fust. Gus is with the Consolidated Kitchenware there in Dubuque. There's not a nicer fellow on the face of the earth today. Gus and myself were just like two peas in a pod, and we'd give each other the shirt off of our back. What's the matter?
Maybe I'd better listen to your story later, Vic. I told Pelter Unbleed I'd meet him out in the backyard right after supper.
Not at all. Trot along.
Likely he's outside waiting for me now.
Sure, you bet.
I guess the time sort of got away from us. You told that other long story and it consumed.
I told that other long story.
Yes, you see a fella gets talking away and he loses...
You told that other story.
No.
Well, you did too. All about your old pal from Muskegon, Michigan that got married. You mean to tell me you don't even remember? Oh, hi, kiddo.
Hi. What you doing, having an argument?
Vic here's got a memory about as long as a garter snake.
Your friend, Whatchamadoodle's out and back.
Pelter Unbleat?
Yes.
Fine.
Yes, sir.
We arranged it to get together after supper there in the yard.
Well, he beat you to the rendezvous. He's sitting on the cistern lid, whittling himself out a toothpick.
You will excuse me, I'm sure.
Certainly.
Vic, honey, and you?
Scoot along.
Unbleat and myself are going to have a discussion concerning removing the odor from hyena grease.
Have a nice time.
Ted and Ruthie Stubbottom are dropping past to play cards with you people later on, I understand.
Yes.
Well, I won't be gone long. You say he's sitting on the cistern lid, Sadie?
Yes.
I'll locate him.
Mm. Where is little Russell, my darling son?
Went down to YMCA to watch the fat man play handball.
Warm weather for handball. Am I wrong, or do I detect a wee tiny trace of vinegar in your disposition this evening?
I worked hard today.
So did I.
Did you have people underfoot every blessed second you were trying to accomplish trash?
No, did you?
Yes.
I will speak severely to that wicked Russell.
Russell and the kids rode their bikes up to the lake. You knew that.
Oh, sure, of course.
Russell wasn't home all day.
Then who was the scoundrel that was underfoot every blessed second when you were trying to accomplish trash?
Oh, we don't have to beat around the bush. Did Uncle Fletcher say anything to you about going home?
I haven't been alone with Uncle Fletcher.
You've been alone with him all the time I was doing the supper dishes.
Oh, that's right. So I have.
What'd you talk about?
I didn't talk about anything. I listened while he told me about some junk about some nitwit pal of his in Muskegon, Michigan.
Well, here it is, Tuesday night.
How do you mean?
Darn near it a week we've had company.
I'm surprised to hear you beef and complain, Dr. Sleech. You're generally all sweetness and light and axle grease and peach pudding.
All that is wearing down a little thin. Don't you feel like beefing and complaining?
No.
Sounded like you were arguing when I walked in here just now.
Oh, nothing serious. No, kiddo, I don't mind Uncle Fletcher. I admit he's apt to grow a shade irritating occasionally, but...
Occasionally be all right. Occasionally be fine. But all day long.
Yeah.
Wears a person down to a frazzle. Why, a couple times late this afternoon, I caught myself speaking sharp to him.
I bet he spoke sharp right back.
My goodness, there's nobody any fonder of Uncle Fletcher than I am. I'd cut off my right arm before I'd see him ill-treated or anything. But stories and advice all day long, and dropping stuff on the floor and breaking it, fixing trash and making a botch of it, and more stories and advice, and more stories and advice.
You are worked up, Mr. Woods.
Well, it's the hot weather as much as anything, probably.
Ike Niesepfer was remarking today that he saw
a ridiculousness of it, too. Uncle Fletcher only lives 3 blocks away, and he pays good money for room and board. Yet he comes and stays with us.
He's taking his vacation. He says he needs a rest.
Rest from what?
I don't know.
Ish. To take a vacation and spend it 3 blocks away from your own house.
Oh, well. Hey, pretty soon we'll be playing a boisterously happy game of 500 with Ted and Ruthie. How we'll laugh and yell. Gee, I hope Ted brings ice cream. I hope he brings a great big chunk
somebody
of strawberry
somebody in the
ice.
Kitchen. Hi.
Little Russell back from the YMCA, I bet.
Mm.
He's a sweet little Russell.
Mm.
Still in the living room, are they, Sadie?
Oh. Hey, now, kiddo.
I know I sound mean. It's the hot weather as much as anything, I guess.
Oh, Sadie!
Oh, right here, Uncle Fletcher, right here. Come in and take a chair.
I didn't know the bunch had headed on over to Tad and Ruthie's.
Oh, well, they're coming over here.
Oh, sure, that's right. Have they arrived yet?
Do you see him anyplace?
Why, Sadie, you waited, you faded, you waited.
How's that?
Just John and my wife is off.
Fried.
You and your pal, Pelder Unbleat, didn't have a very long conference.
The mosquitoes got to chewing on us.
Oh?
Numerous mosquitoes out in that alley this evening.
Well, this is the season for them, I guess.
Yes, indeed. Vic and Sadie, honey, I wish to make a statement of some importance.
Yes?
Because of those numerous mosquitoes outdoors, Vic, I have invited Pelter Unbleat upstairs to my bedroom to discuss hyena grease.
Oh?
He'll be here in 5 minutes. He went home to put on his shoes.
Is that the important statement?
No.
Huh.
The important statement is something else again.
Mm.
I trust Vic and Sadie, honey, Pelter Unbleat and myself upstairs in my bedroom will in no way interfere with you and Tad and Ruthie Stembottom's card game.
Not at all, not at all.
We wish to continue our discussion in connection with removing the odor from hyena grease.
Sure thing.
You're not going to monkey with hyena grease?
Monkey with it?
Have any hyena grease with you?
No.
Well, I was just going to say, I think down cellar is the best place for hyena grease.
I think so myself, Sadie. Mm. And now, with your permission, I'll make the statement I mentioned.
Yeah, go ahead.
I feel, Sade and Vicky, honey, that I need a rest.
A rest?
I've been going it pretty strong the last 3 or 4 days. You know that yourself, Sadie.
Huh.
Why, I've scarcely sat down, what with one thing and another.
Huh.
So, I thought...
Yes?
I thought I'd take a little rest.
You mean you believe you'll... You think maybe...
I thought I'd sleep at home tonight.
Sleep at home tonight?
I thought I'd sleep at home in my own room at Miss Culler's house tonight and spend all day tomorrow at Miss Culler's house.
Well, by that, do you mean you...
I'll return here the following day.
Well, what for? I mean, if you think... But you...
Naturally, I want to finish out my vacation.
You're coming back here day after tomorrow to finish out your vacation?
That's it.
But you're going home tonight to take a vacation from your vacation.
Exactly, Vic, honey, exactly.
You're going home tonight to take a rest from your rest.
Yes.
Oh, but Uncle Fletcher.
What is it, Sadie, honey?
Well, I don't like to come right out and say somebody's idea is ridiculous. I don't want to sound like I'm mean and funny, but... Uncle Fletcher, let me ask you right straight out. If you don't think anybody taking a vacation from a vacation... And a rest from a rest, especially when a... person only lives 3 blocks away.
Pelter Unbleat's in the kitchen, Sadie. Pelter Unbleat's in the kitchen.
All right. I guess I haven't got anything to say anyway.
No.
Invite your friend in, Uncle Fletcher.
Unbleat! I'm in the living room with my niece and her husband, Unbleat. Come here. Don't just stand there skulking in the kitchen, Unbleat.
We concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.